JD Jowett, Golf Country. How you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing great. It's a beautiful day. Everybody should be out on the links today playing and absorbing all this gorgeous weather.
Yeah, and it's at least tomorrow is going to look well. Sunday, a little bit iffy, but it looks like at least clear and sunny for Monday as we start next week off. So yeah, and with the temperatures now creeping back down, it's a lot more comfortable out there. So definitely get out and do some golfing this weekend if you are so inclined. You have JD Jowett with Golf Country out on Smiths Creek Road, Kimball Township, joins us about this time every week or so. You have what, another demo day coming up here soon?
We do. We're actually going to have Cleveland. They're launching a new wedge. It's the RTX Zip Core, and it's going to be Saturday the 27th, August 27th. It's a Saturday from 3 until 7 p.m. And we're also going to include a free short game clinic. But we have some different options for everybody that's coming. If they want to participate in the short game clinic and also receive a wedge, we can do that for $90 and set them up for that. We have the RTX and also the CBX wedges in stock. They're in stock pieces. And then we're also featuring the new RTX Zip Core wedge, which will have Shane from Cleveland here explaining the new technology and fitting people with wedges for the different lofts, because it's very important, Caleb, as you've started to play this year, and we'll start realizing that there is a couple things with a wedge. There's bounce and grind, and Shane does a wonderful job explaining this, and so does Scott Weiss that teaches out here at Golf Country, and he's going to be doing the clinic. So it's going to be a good day. Saturday is a good day to come and sign up for that opportunity.
So you're talking wedges, and maybe I can learn something here, JD. You have a lot of different kinds of wedges, or maybe you're supposed to in your golf bag. I usually just reach for a 9-iron, to be honest with you. But you've got what, your sand wedge, your lob wedge, your pitching wedge. What's the purpose of all of those different ones?
Yeah, the wedge has become a great tool for every player at just about every level, because it allows you to be more precise at your short game, which are your scoring clubs. I know there's a lot of, you know, big press, and there's always a big boom about the driver and how long we hit it. But this is where you actually can score very well and shave strokes off your game quite easily. And there are techniques to this. It's not the full swing that everybody's used to. You see a lot of people out there that take a really big backswing with their wedge and then try to slow it down, and they basically end up blading the ball over the back of the green.
Uh-huh.
So this is where Scott can come in and explain this a little bit better in this clinic that he's going to put on, because he's really a short game technician. He does a wonderful job. And I can help explain some of the lofts and the lies for you. So you say you kind of use your 9-iron?
Yeah, I'll usually do that. I've got a pitching wedge too, but you know, if I'm maybe 50 to 100 yards off a green, I'll probably just take that 9, you know, and maybe hit that a little bit softer.
Well, where these wedges come into play and make it a little bit more precise is they actually give you a range gap, a yardage gap between clubs, which you want to have about 12 to 15 yards between each club. So as you get closer to the green, you can take a full swing and not have the ball go as far because of the lock of the club.
So that all has to do with the angle of the face of the club. So you have a higher pitch. Is that right?
Pitch.
Yep.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the angles that are used in the wedges, in the wedge line, we have a pitching wedge that everybody's aware of. It comes with a set. Sometimes there's PW on it or just a W. We also then go into what they call a gap wedge or an attack wedge. Ping calls them utility wedges, but this is a wedge that has come into play quite a bit lately because the lofts are getting stronger. So this goes in between your pitching wedge and your sand wedge.
Okay.
And it can be a 50 or 52. So that works out really well that way. And it gives you an opportunity, like, from maybe 100 yards in to use a full swing.
Okay.
And then as you get closer, you have what they call a sand wedge, which can be either 56 or 54. And again, that's usually about 80 yards, 75 to 80 yards. So these are some things that you could, look at. We have lots of demos out here. Or you might even want to come to that clinic on Saturday and see what Scott has to say about that, because it would help you shave, I would say, 3 to 4 strokes off each side as you play 18 holes.
Interesting. We're talking to J.D. Jowett with Golf Country. J.D., let's talk a little more about the process that you go through fitting someone up with a club. Earlier this season, I went over there, and you put me on the machine, if you will, and we hit some balls off. You gave me some tips, and ended up getting a couple some new clubs from you as well. Just walk us through how that process works for those listening who might want to take advantage of that same thing.
Sure thing, Caleb. What we like to do out here is we do it by appointment, so you can call 810-364-9160 and talk to Heather, and she can put it in the book for either a driver or iron fitting. And then what we do is I have the people come and bring their gamer clubs with them so we can get a baseline. And like we did with you, we took some static measurements, which consist of your height and your wrist to ground. That gives us a baseline to start or a jump off point as far as what we call the lie of the club and the length of the club. And then we proceed with them hitting some shots with the club they actually play with, and we use 7 irons for our 7 iron demos. So we like to have you hit your 7 iron. We get a range of your distance or your dispersion, and then we start building clubs. We carry all the manufacturers. We have Callaway and TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cleveland, and also Mizuno and Tour Edge. So we'll start building some clubs out of that data, and then we watch it on the TrackMan, which we use, and we also use full flight, Caleb. As you've seen, you hit out through the door, so you can actually see the direction of your shot.
No, that was a really cool experience. I'm glad I did that, and you definitely helped my game. I'm not cured, but you definitely helped, and we ended up getting some clubs, and they're working out pretty well for me so far. So thanks for doing that, JD. A couple more things. I want to talk a couple technology things here since we've got you on the line, JD. And first thing that I noticed is that the club that you and we didn't get a driver that day that we were out there, but you set me up with the fairway wood, and I noticed that the shaft there is pretty different. It's a lot more flexible. I believe it's a graphite shaft. Tell us about how much that has just changed over years from that really rigid steel to something a lot more flexible.
Well, the technology has gotten much better. Initially, when they came out about 25 years ago, they really based the graphite shafts on the technology they used to make fishing poles. But it has progressed so well and advanced so well. Now they're using a lot more material. They're making the wall thickness a little bit deeper, and the dispersion is much better. You will typically see now all the metalwoods, which metalwood families consist of your driver, your fairways, and your hybrids, are all supplied with graphite shafts in different flexes. And they've been able to determine and give gaps between those flexes to set it up. So we can actually fit everybody from a 60-mile-an-hour club speed all the way up to 110 or 118 club speed with a graphite shaft and give them good stability and good distance. And that's what graphite has really allowed a lot of people to do, is gain more yards either off the tee or in their irons. The graphite shafts that we use in irons have really helped our people that swing a little bit slower. It's helped the juniors, the seniors, and also our lady golfing population. It allows them pick something up that's much lighter. As you know, the steel shafts, when you pick your steel shafts up in your irons compared to the graphite shaft in your fairway wood, there's quite a bit of difference in basic weight. And that's what has really helped this market, which is a growing market, given some of their distance back and some of their dispersion back, and it's just easier to swing the clubs. And that's helped a ton.
Yeah, no, it's a very different experience as someone who has had a much older set of clubs that were all very stiff and steel to swing the ones with the graphite. You can tell the difference right away. It's a lot easier to hit the ball good with a graphite one than the steel one, at least in my opinion. One last question here, JD. Another one that I have a personal question, but I think our listeners could grab get some info out of this as well. I was hitting the other day one of those super soft golf balls. It was the Callaway Chrome balls, which are, I mean, they feel like almost like putty. I mean, they're super soft, but I actually really enjoyed it. What's up with those really, really soft golf balls?
Well, what they found over their testing and using TrackMan and Iron Byron and all these tools that they have at their disposal now, and they can really design golf balls, and with the CAD systems in the artificial intelligent computers, where it can make the core a certain hardness and make the outer shell a lot softer. So when you hit it off a driver, it spins a lot less. And then when you're hitting it into the green, it holds and grabs. But the other thing is with the polymers that they're using, they can make these balls much softer, and they come off the club with a lot more energy. And that in turn gives you better distance and really the end result, that's what everybody's striving for. So the chrome soft balls are really good. Callaway's done an exceptionally good job. They have the super soft. They actually have a ball that's a little bit bigger. It's called the Magna, and it's just a little bit bigger than what a standard ball is. But what it does do is it allows somebody with a little bit slower club speed to get the ball airborne easier. And when you can get it in the air, it travels farther. That's where the other balls come into play. They also work really well in the spring and in the fall in Michigan because the air temperature is cooler. So that's when you really want to start using these softer balls, and you'll notice you won't lose your yardage as you do with a regular Pro V or a TBX from TaylorMade.
Wow, learning a lot here, JD. I didn't realize that there are so many different types of golf balls out there. I'll have to give some more a try. And if any of our conversation here, people are interested in learning more, they can just stop out and see you or make an appointment. Just remind us all how they get a hold of you.
Yes, we're in Kimball Township on Smith Creek Road. It's 4730 Smith Creek Road. You can reach us by phone. It's 810-364-9160. You can also go to our online store, Golf Country Online, or email us at golfcountry@gmail.com. You can talk to Heather at the front counter if you're interested in scheduling a fitting, or if you just want to try some equipment, you can call her. She can schedule that in my book or Wendy's book. We also have lessons here. 6 days a week, we have Scott Weiss, does a wonderful job, and he can be reached at the front counter also. We can give us a call, and we can give you his phone number. And if you want to sign up for this Cleveland Wedge Clinic, it would be a great opportunity, again, to cover that. And the other thing we have going on today, Caleb, that's kind of on the golf line, but we have the foot golf course, and we have $5 Thursdays. So if the kids want to bring your kids out to play any foot golf, it's basically playing golf with a soccer ball. So it makes it much easier and a lot more fun. And since we really don't know if we're going to have schools or activities for kids after school, this is a great opportunity that's outdoors. You can bring them. There's 9 holes. And we have scorecards, 3 tee boxes, and it's a great way for the family to spend some time together.
Sounds good, JD. Always learn something new talking to you, and we'll see you real soon, all right?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. You have a good day, Caleb.
Yeah, great talking to you, and thank you as well. JD Jowett, Golf Country here on WPHM. We like to check in with him about once a week talking golf, and yeah, always learn some good tips from him as well. It's 8:57 here, Caleb and for Paul on WPHM.